Bob Cosmo on KGNU, Denver. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You're streaming at KGNU.org. You're listening at 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and you might be listening after the fact at afterfm.com. So thanks so much for listening. We have Rumtum in the studio. We also have Konohana in the studio, both Denver electronic artists. I am super excited to have these guys in the studio. So I'm going to play some Brotherhood of Machines to start it, and then we are going to have Rumtum in the studio. We're going to chat a little bit, not too much, to bore you, because sometimes you hear the monotone voice of Bob Cosmo, and you want to maybe, you know, listen to more Bob Cosmo. So let's go. Brotherhood of Machines, KGNU, Bob Cosmo, KGNU.org. Let's go. We'll be right back. Bob Cosmo, KGNU, KGNU, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. That was Brotherhood of Machines with WIP2. It's a bunch of previews for his new album that I didn't know he was bringing out, so I'm super excited. So we have Rumtime in the studio. We are giving away tickets to his show with RJD2 at the Ogden Theater on January 28th. After he starts playing music, the third caller can call in and try to win those tickets. So it's going to be RJD2 Rum Tum at the Ogden Theater. So is that just you two for that show?
No, there's actually someone else that got added as well.
Do you know who it is?
I need to look, actually.
It's okay. It's okay. I think they, yeah, it's okay. They're
I
not going to
probably know that.
I think that's okay. So you're going to play some new stuff, some old stuff. What are you going to play tonight?
Yeah, I brought in a bunch of singles.
Cool.
The new record's out and doing well.
Cool.
Vinyls are moving and people are enjoying it.
Sweet. When did they come out?
When?
What? Yeah.
They came out in October. It was like end of October.
Okay.
They released.
Cool.
Like right at like 28th, I think it was.
Sweet.
But today I brought in a bunch of one unreleased single beat and a bunch of other beats that were just singles recently.
Sweet.
All pretty fresh tracks.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Cool. You want to start them up and we'll talk afterwards?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
I'm going to start it off with Good Places.
Sweet. So this is Rum Time in the Studio. It's Bob Cosmo, KGNU. Let's go. Thank you. Rum Tum in the studio. What is that one called?
That was Good Places. That's the latest single.
Oh, cool. Okay, I saw that on your Bandcamp. So yeah. what is your Bandcamp anyways? Let's get a little plug in here while we talk. Is it just rumtum.bandcamp?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm not allowed to say it technically.
Well, actually, if you just search Rumtum and on Google, it's like one of the first things that comes up.
Oh, cool.
Bandcamp is pretty much like my home website. If it's not the visual art for music, I just use Bandcamp.
Okay.
This next track, though, is unreleased.
Cool. What's this one called?
Spirit Guides. I actually just finished it like 2 days ago.
Cool.
It's going to come out in probably about a month.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet. You want to play it right now and we'll get to it? I had some questions, but I was like, they're not going to fit well here.
All right. We'll
talk about them afterwards.
Okay.
All right. Rum Tum in the studio. Let's go. KGNU, You are with Rumtum and Bob Cosmo, KGNU.org, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. What was that one called again?
You tell us? Spirit Guides.
Spirit Guides. So we were just talking off air, which I'm bad at because then I'm like, all right, we have to move on from what we talked about off air. And now we're on air, but now we got to rehash what we talked about off air. So we were talking about pretty much your process on how you do art, like visual art as well as audio art. I don't know what you'd call music.
Auditorial art.
Yes, auditorial art. So could you kind of describe the difference between your visual and auditory?
Yeah. It all happens in the same studio, same place. And I have commission pieces to do for my website and all the prints that I do now and everything. So I'm constantly working on those. And then I'm listening to vinyl records while I'm working. But I have the vinyl record player hooked up through the sampler so I can, if I hear something I like, I can like rip a sample at any point in time. And then I also have another section in my room where I just have a table set up for like recording synthesizers and shakers. And like, so if I start busting into working on a song instead of drawing, I have everything kind of right there to ready to go. Sometimes I'll start recording a song and then put it down for a while, get back to drawing.
Yeah.
It kind of goes back and forth, but it's nice to have the separate worlds that collide in a motivating way.
Yeah. How big is your room that you're doing this in? Are you like on like a swivel chair where you're running back and forth on?
I've installed library ladders everywhere that I just roll around. No.
You're just on a ladder constantly?
Yeah, just scrolling around, picking out vinyls, throwing them over my shoulder. I got a pretty big studio. It's big enough, probably size of most people's studios in Denver.
Okay.
I think it's like
as big as this room,
16 by 20. Yeah.
That doesn't help anybody, but we'll take a picture, post it online.
There we go. I actually just did.
You did?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. We'll go to Rumtums.
Check out
something.
My
social
account.
Media. Yes, you'll realize what we're talking about. So let's do one or two more.
Cool.
That sound good to you?
Yeah.
Cool. So either set up this next one, or we can talk about it after. Kind of up to you.
This song is called Plant Face, and when I released the record, I started making all of my own art.
Okay.
And this record, or this single, was kind of like the defining moment where I decided I was going to start taking my prints that I'm making and like write songs about them and put the stories together. So Plant Face is like actually the title of a print that I have called Plant Face.
Oh, cool.
And they kind of collide together in a cool way.
Awesome. All right, sweet. Well, Rumtime in the studio, and this one's called Plant Face. Let's go.
Thank you.
KGNU with Rum Tum in the studio. Rum Tum, I think, John, can we reveal?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so.
Rum Tum's kind of like a ridiculous name for me to only be called that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hilarious. Bob Cosmo. People say it now that I've been DJing with KGNU for a while, and I feel ridiculous. Yeah. I'm like, I'm just going to go to my name, but I don't even want, yeah. Anyways.
I have a lot of nicknames. Some people call me Dookie.
Dookie?
Yeah, that's a hilarious nickname. Also, I get like Rummy Tummy and...
People call you that? Like,
oh,
on a daily
people call
basis?
Me all types of ridiculous stuff all the time.
People just call me my last name in high school. It's just my last name, which I won't say on air because it's not Cosmo.
Don't release that.
No, I try to keep it people close to the chest as possible.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so let's do one more song. Let's tell them where we can find you art-wise, music, visual, and then whatever's going on where you need to be found on the internet.
I've got a show up at Our Mutual Friend Brewery right now. And I'm in talks with some other people around the Rhino area about more shows. I'll probably be doing the Denver Fleas again. I really enjoy those events, and they take really good care of their vendors, and it's just a really well put together event.
Yeah, I love those.
Also, the new website is up for visual art. It's www.rumtumcreations.com. And I'm playing a bunch of shows and releasing singles. So
cool, yeah.
Dig the art, dig the music.
Yeah, so someone won tickets to that RJD2 concert.
Good.
It was David, I believe. So David, thank you for being persistent. We had many, many callers, and he just randomly got that third call. So good job, David. Let's go. Rum Tum in the studio. KGNU, and did you say the name of this song right here?
I got two. I'm trying to pick which one.
Okay. We're getting a little close on time, so let's just.
I'm gonna play
the
shorter one then.
Cool.
This one's called Gem Tea. It was a single I did a few months back.
Cool. All right. We'll say goodbye to the people. We probably have to transition out. So.
Well, I love Denver. I just went to a great show last night and saw Rebato open up for Good Good Not Bad, and they slayed it. It was awesome. The local music scene is great, and I think we all need to have some more compassion and focus on community this year.
Yes.
And support your local arts.
Totally. I know. I can't believe I missed that show.
It was great. Everybody crushed it. It was amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. Cool. All right. I'm getting FOMO so badly as you talk about it. So.
Well, we'll give you some gem tea here.
Yeah, there we go. Cool. All right, Rum Tum, KGNU in the studio. Goodbye, Rum Tum. Thank you for coming by. Jim.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Bob Cosmo in the studio. We had Rum Tum in the studio as well. KGNU.org, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. We have Kono Hana in the studio. We are super excited to have him. He just came into the studio. He knocked on the door and he said, "Bob Cosmo, can I play the set?" And I said, "Of course you can. I love your music." So we're super excited to have him. You want to say some stuff into the mics to see if we can hear you?
Hello?
Yeah, that is working. Cool. No, it sounds good. That's going to sound great, I think. So we're going to have Kono Hana play his set, and we're going to talk afterward just because we're kind of crunched for time. So Kono Hana in the studio, KGNU in the studio with Bob Cosmo, and you can start making some noise. Let's do this. KGNU, Kono Hana in the studio. Let's do this.
Thank you.
Konohana in the studio, KGNU. That was amazing. I love it. Cool. So let's keep it going. Yeah, let's keep it going. Are you ready? Kind of ready. Yeah, so Konohana, I usually don't say the name right the first time, so I'm excited for saying perfect, perfect. So yeah, Konohana in the studio, Denver-based artist. Very excited to hear his next song. It's all coming at you guys new. Is new, so let's go. Konohana in the studio with Bob Cosmo, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Konohana is going to play a few more tracks. That was awesome. I'm just vibing out by myself. John from Rum Tum digging it as well. We're just kind of sitting here, kind of waving around. It's kind of, I love it. This is like perfect for the studio. This is my, so far, I think my favorite set as I sit here, as Konohana is behind me, just playing his bass guitar. Which one? I haven't even looked. Okay, yeah, it's just a guitar. Yeah, we don't have too many guitars in the studio. Usually it's just like a laptop, some like NPCs or something, but this is a setup, so I'm digging this. So Konohana in the studio, KGNU.org, you're streaming, afterfm.com, you can stream it later. Are you ready to go? Let's do this. Let's do this. Konohana making some noise. Let's go. There we go, there we go, there we go. Ha ha ha. We'll cut that out, we'll cut that out. Thank you. Konohana in the studio. So do you have another one that's short, or do you want for that to have been the last one? What do you think? What do you think? I know. We kind of crunched our numbers a little bit. I know. We're like, oh, it is already 7:55 here. What do you think? We should have coordinated this before. Yeah. But here, come on, the mic's over here. Jump off that guitar. So we have Konohana in the studio. I'm Bob Cosmo, KGNU.org, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 98.7 in Fort Collins. We just got Fort Collins, y'all. So it's very exciting. So jump on that seat right there. Oh, yeah, you need headphones.
There's just a whole mess of wires.
You can jump on without headphones. I can take mine off if you need me to. Cool. So, Konohana, you're Kento.
Yes.
Cool. So where did Konohana come from? Where the name?
So I was born in Osaka, Japan, and actually Konohana is where I lived. It was one of the wards in the city of Osaka. So.
Oh, cool. And how long have you lived in Denver for?
About, 97, so.
Okay.
Well, I kind of started to think about it. I was like, oh, wow.
Totally.
20 years?
That's a long time.
Wow.
20 years. Your 20-year anniversary. You're out on the Bob Cosmo show. It's
awesome.
Incredible.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Cool. So where can we find you on the interwebs?
Well, I'm doing a bunch of other projects right now. Right now I'm trying to work an EP with my buddy Adam Richter and Sam Hadman right now for Hair Eater. It's like our math rock group right now. So we're trying to do that right now.
Awesome.
I'm with my friend Michael Cavalier. We're doing another project.
Nice.
Sleep Tight is what that's called. It's a little more smooth and
cool
and a lot cleaner.
Is there a math rock scene in Denver that I don't know about?
There's some pretty good bands out there.
Really? That's okay. That's what I mean. Yeah, I'm not familiar either. We'll find out together. We'll Google after.
I know there are some. I've kind of been holed up in my basement for a while.
That's okay. So tell us the exact. So Konohana on I assume on like the Bandcamps and the SoundClouds. How do you spell it? Could you tell the people?
Konohana.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And you have any? Yeah. So you can find it at Konohana, and then .bandcamp.com, and all the other kind of places as well. Cool.
Right.
Well, thanks for coming in. We have to cut short. We got to get in one more track before the Grateful Dead hour, as that changes the tone quite a bit. So I try to make a musical statement here right before the Grateful Dead hour. So we played Plaid today. We had Rum Tum in today. We had Konohana in today. We gave away RJD2 tickets today. It was a really great show. I think it flowed really well. Yeah. I'm stoked about it. But as I say that probably means it was a, who knows?
I don't know.
Usually when you think you did well, it's like, oh, you probably did the opposite. Who knows?
Yeah.
So your set was great.
Thank you.
I'm kidding. All right, cool. So thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. And actually, shout out to James Jukes from Terrafractal.
Cool, Terrafractal. That's how we connected.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so.
Cool. All right. So Terrafractal, there you go. You also were on the show. So there we go. It was a packed show.
Yeah.
Cool. So Brotherhood of Machines to finish us off, and then we'll go into Grateful Dead Hour. Thanks so much. This is Bob Cosmo, KGNU.org, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. And I'm out of here. Thanks, guys.
Is Russia's Vladimir Putin a friend or foe of the United States? On the next edition of Alternative Radio, hear Stephen Cohen on reheating the Cold War. That's Alternative Radio, Wednesday evenings at 6, right here on Community Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
The Grateful Dead Hour is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by these local businesses. The Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz, specializing in criminal defense and family law for all income levels. The Alternative Law Office can be reached by phone at 303-442-2166 and is located at 1733 Canyon Boulevard. And by Indian Peak Springwater, glacier-fed springwater from 10,000 feet for office or home use. Their telephone is 303-440-0432.
Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from Lovesome Tea, grown and harvested naturally in northern Thailand by the Mung Hill Tribe people. These plantation-free teas are flavored by hand with all natural ingredients. Lovesome Tea is sustainable hand-grown tea, and all the founders are deadheads. LovesomeTea.com. And from Dead & Company, Bob Weir, Bill Kreutzmann, Mickey Hart, John Mayer, Jeff Cominti, and Oteil Burbridge on tour from coast to coast May 27th through July 1st. Complete details and ticketing at www.deadandcompany.com. That's Dead & Company on tour from May 27th through July 1st. deadandcompany.com. Additional support comes this week from Garcia's at the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York. On Wednesday, January 11th, you can play Dead at Grateful Dead Open Mic Night featuring members of Stella Blues Band. Events, information, and ticketing at thecapitoltheater.com. And from Airshow Mastering, putting the finishing touches on new and classic music, including recent releases by the Grateful Dead, Will Calhoun, Otis Taylor, me, David Gans, and the Earls of Leicester. Airshowmastering.com.